Hey, welcome to Intentional Living today. How are you doing with your marriage? How's it feeling? When you look at your communication, when you look at your relationship, are things headed in the direction you want them to go? You know, one of the principles of intentional living is that we live today the way we want to become tomorrow. And to get there tomorrow, sometimes you got to get rid of some junk today. And that means decluttering your life, maybe decluttering something not working well in your marriage. And so we're gonna kind of talk about that today. If you want to join in, maybe you're struggling with an issue, you have a question for me on marriage, let's talk. 888-888-1717 is the number, 888-888-1717. And today we'll try to zero in a bit on this topic of decluttering your life. It's number three in the four-step process here at Intentional Living, Declutter Your Life. And it happens to be the teaching for this month, by the way, for members, if you've already received it. If you didn't, I'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. All right, let's get started by going to our phone calls. Marva is on the line in Missouri. And Marva, welcome to Intentional Living. Let's get right at it. What's your question today?
My husband and I have been married 27 years, and we have a blended family. He has four children, and I have four children, and they're all about the same age. My problem is they're all grown and out on their own, except that they often, especially his, will come back for help, financial help, or one of them has moved in a time or two, and I don't know how to get him to say no, and me to, I'm pretty much one that can say no, but trying to get him to back me up on saying no is also a problem. So how do we say no to financial help to these 40-plus-year-old children, and also to either buying or giving them vehicles?
All right. Well, listen, Myra, by hearing your voice, very gentle, but I think underneath you're pretty ticked off the fact that your husband may not be listening to you, and you have some thoughts and feelings about providing support for 40-plus-year-old children who are no longer children or adults. And it sounds like it's a pattern and not a specific kind of, we need to step in this one time. The question I think you need to really answer, Marva, when you get with your husband is, are we truly in agreement that we should be putting some boundaries in place with your or with his children? Now, he may not agree with you. Now, that's different than just the fact that we can't follow through. Because if you don't have an agreement, then that's a whole nother issue. Then you've got to sit down and talk about, why is it we don't agree? Why do we have different values about helping out our kids? What are we going to do about that? How are we going to compromise? And you may have to just accept the fact that the blended family, it's his kids, and he's going to tell you basically, butt out, let me take care of my kids the way I feel I have to do it. It was money I gained before you came into the marriage, and I have a privilege of doing what I want to with it. Now, if you're being honest, maybe that's what he's going to tell you. Then you can deal with another issue, which is, are we on the same page? Do we have an agreement? Now, on the other hand, Marva, if your husband's issue is, yeah, I agree with you, honey, but that's my son. I feel guilty because of the divorce I went through, and I don't know how to say no to him, and he's always been this way, and I'm working out of guilt. Then you can talk about, okay, how do we put a plan together? This is where counseling comes in. This is where an objective counselor who can just look above all the minutiae of what you're facing and just help you lay out a plan. But in marriage, we're talking about declutter a little bit today. One of the things you have to declutter in your mind is the thought that, you know, we're always going to be in agreement on this. Just because I think it's this, that's the way it's got to be. And you're going to have to declutter this disagreement and come to some agreement, even if it's a compromise, because clearly, Marv, it's impacting your marriage. All right, we're talking marriage today. We'd love to have you join us. Maybe you've dealt with that, because as I look at calls coming up here, there's a lot of issues around communication, about not agreeing with communication, not being on the same page. What have you found that works? Maybe you have a question for me. The phone line's open for marriage today here at Intentional Living. 888-888-1717. All right, Debbie, you're listening to us in Michigan, so go right ahead. What's your question?
My husband and I just don't seem to communicate anymore. And when I try to talk to him, he just ignores me or walks away or just has a blank stare on his face and is like talking to a brick wall. He talks to other people, but he just doesn't seem interested in what I have to say. And I just don't know what to do about this.
Mm, Don't you love the blank stare? You know, I think a question, Debbie, would be, because listen, guys, men and women communicate different, generally in marriage, not always, but generally. And I've talked to a lot of guys who in communication, they don't feel like it's ever quite enough. You know, if we keep talking, it's never enough. There's always more. Now, that's not always the case, but sometimes it is. And a lot of guys, I mean, they learn to just shut down, you know, turn on ESPN and watch the next football game. Maybe it'll go away and not deal with the issue. And so one of the things I recommend is for couples who are struggling with that is to say, let's take one topic at a time. What's one issue? Let's have a designated time, declutter everything else, all the distractions, and just agree this is one thing we can talk about and put a limit on it. Sometimes saying, hey, we're only going to talk about this for 15 minutes and we'll agree to end. Because now I know this is a stereotypical comment, but many times I have talked to people who say once we get into a discussion, there's no end point. It just goes on and on and on. And so to be able to say, hey, can we take Monday night, take a half hour, sounds a little mechanical, I know, but even set a timer, say for 30 minutes, let's just share both ways and talk this thing out. And even if we come to the point where we agree to disagree, we at least come to a point of communication. Now, question for you, Debbie, is what are you trying to say? How are you trying to say it? Why are you trying to say it? Because sometimes we're our own worst enemy in communication. We start throwing out statements like you should, or we always, or you never. And I'll tell you, once you do that, communication is over. There's nowhere to go. And if we want to have healthy communication, you got to start with the basis of saying, hey, let's work on this together. That is being intentional. All right. And that's also decluttering your life, as we're talking about this month. Phone lines open. What do you think? Communication seems to be a theme. Maybe you have a question around marriage and communication or something going on in your marriage. My line is open at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The Bible is really a declutter book, isn't it? When you read the Bible as a Christian, it's really about decluttering our lives. It's about giving versus taking. It's about sharing versus collecting. It's about freedom more than bondage.
Boy, it is. And that's this month's teaching on Declutter Your Life, Step 3 in the Intentional Living Process for knowing our purpose, living our purpose, and so we can finish strong. And this month, members, you received in the mail the Declutter Your Life teaching for this month. And for those who become a member today, because we're almost the end of the month, as you become a member of Intentional Living with an ongoing gift of any amount that God lays on your heart, we're going to send to you the entire teaching on Declutter Your Life. And then each and every month, you'll start receiving a brand new teaching from me to you. In fact, I just completed the one for the upcoming month beyond that. That'll be very positive, and it'll be very helpful to you in living an intentional life. So every month, a brand new teaching. And by the way, just this month, we got an added bonus. As you share a gift for the Ministry of Intentional Living and request, we're going to send you not only, if you're monthly, the Declutter CD, but Raising Responsible Adults, a book and study guide for those who share a gift and ask for it this month. Raising Responsible Adults, both the book and study guide, very helpful resource, our most requested resource for parenting. There's no minimum monthly gift to become a member, by the way, but the most popular giving level as a target is about $1 a day, $30 a month. So again, you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. You know, you heard that we're talking about this declutter teaching this month, and my definition of decluttering your life is this. It's anything in our life that distracts us from living intentionally. You think about it.
I mean, there's things in my life that distract me from doing the most important things. And a lot of it for me, the clutter, two things. One area of clutter is just stuff. I collect things. I think I'm going to need those papers sometimes down the road when I really don't. My wife is right. She is correct in telling me to shred that stuff and move on. And eventually I get around to it. But anything, it doesn't have to be paper or it doesn't have to be junk in the garage. It could be junk in your emotions. It could be worry. In marriage, as we're talking today, maybe it's unforgiveness. But there's anything that's slowing you down, anything that causes drag or friction is clutter. And things that work well usually are more clutter-free. In fact, I made the statement in the teaching this month that the Bible, when you think of it, is a master declutter book. It really is a focusing book. It helps us get focused on living our lives and with clarity. God is very clear. Christ is very clear. The Apostle Paul and the writers of Scripture are very clear on when we live in a certain way, how we choose to live makes a difference. It is a declutter book, maybe a new way of looking at it as you read. See, God is sharing ways of getting rid of the junk and focusing on what's most important. Declutter, our teaching this month to members. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're not, come and, by the way, as we mentioned, if you're not a member, come and join us at theintentionallife.com. All right, we got calls coming in. We're going to get to Sandy is in Tennessee, and she has a comment about her marriage. It'll be encouraging to us, I think. Sandy, go ahead.
One of the things that I've learned through Christ is not to have a very defensive ear, especially when it comes from your husband. And I've also realized that I'm here for him. So if I'm approaching him for me, then my expectation is not in the right place. Therefore, it's always going to go wrong for the most part. So I'm learning to take what I need from my husband to God and let him work in him. And it's not easy because, yes, communication is the key. However, it has to be the right communication, because if you're both talking and you're both not listening, then you're not communicating. So I've learned to treat my husband the way I want to be treated. And that's a cliche, but I had to show him and I had to be humble for real. So basically, I told him, and I apologized for the way I made him feel, and I had to really listen to how he felt when I would speak.
Wow. Sandy, listen, you can come and host the show because you're really speaking the truth here. I mean, you admit it's not easy, but we can't change another person. And I think in our marriages, one of the things that gets us into trouble in the loving intimacy part of our relationship is we start to develop these walls. In one of my books, the one on Starve for Affection, I have a poem that talks about how a wall starts to develop in a marriage, and pretty soon you can't even see each other because of this wall, this barrier that's between you. And the importance of breaking down those barriers early on in your marriage. Most marriages that end do so in the first 7 years of marriage. And the reason for that is that wall starts to grow, and about 7 years in, the honeymoon is well behind you. The kids are coming along, the stress, the strain, the realities of life. And we got to keep the walls down and we have to communicate. And listen, this is not easy for anybody, even people who are, quote, professional communicators. My wife and I have been married 40 bunch years, and we struggle with communication. In fact, this morning we were on a walk and we were talking about something, and by the time I got back to the house, I was thinking, well, we weren't communicating all that well about that. And I'm right, she's wrong, she's right, and I'm wrong, right? But at the end of the day, it happens. But you know how you get to have a 50-year marriage? You communicate, you talk, you work it out, you come to an agreement. Sometimes you agree to disagree. Love is about action. It's not always about feeling. And the media today so often puts into a picture of what love is that's not biblical and it's not reality. Let's go to the calls. Deborah, thank you for your call, by the way. Sandy, thanks for sharing that story with us. Deborah is in Kansas with a question. Deborah, go right ahead. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you. I've been married for almost 30 years, and he's a fantastic guy. I mean, but I've always done the enjoyment that he likes, his hobbies and stuff, and he's never seen what I like to do is important. And this year I finally just said, enough is enough, and I started doing what I enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do I convince him that, or not convince him, but or just how do I get him to understand that I have, you know, important things that are, you know, to me that I'd like to share with him.
What are some things that are important to you that you'd like to share with him?
Well, he likes golf and bicycling, and I can't do either one.
Okay.
I like camping and hiking, or not hiking, but kayaking, you know, the outdoor stuff. But he's not one to want to do that. And so this year I just went out and bought a camper.
Hmm. Now, did he know? I mean, these are things you've asked for?
Yeah, and it's like, it's just not interesting to him.
Hmm.
And so I get it.
So you went out and bought a camper. What do you think about when you showed up the front door with a camper?
He was like, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But it doesn't want to do it with me. And that's the thing. I do.
Was he fine? I mean, was he really, truly fine with you doing that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he didn't have a problem with it. That's the thing. It's like, he's never told me, no, I can't do stuff. You know, I travel and I do a lot of stuff, but I always do it by myself. Hmm. I can't get him to understand how important it would be for me to have him beside me to enjoy it.
Sure. So he's a pretty independent person.
Yeah.
And this has been true throughout his life, doing his own thing, his own priorities.
Right.
Yeah. And you've shared with him what you think and what you feel?
For 30 years, I've been waiting for him to, you know, have a little bit more fun. He's very, you know, comfortable about watching TV and just sitting there and enjoying life. But
yeah. Are you angry?
No. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
That's the nice thing. It's like, we don't really, I can't say we argue or have the argument, disagreement. It's just, he's like, if that's what you want to do, you go do it and you have fun.
Well,
it's like,
yeah, but you want to do it. You want to do some things together you can enjoy together, which is understandable. And the reason I ask the questions is it sounds like you're not really angry about it. You're just sort of, man, it's too bad we can't do some things together. Here's what I'd recommend you do. Some couples do everything together. I mean, they're connected to the hip. Their whole life is, and that can become unhealthy too. That can become a little dependent upon each other in unhealthy ways. And then you have marriages more like yours, Deborah, that are kind of doing their own thing, that's more cohabitating. We love each other and, you know, we're good people and we're faithful to each other, but we kind of have our own interest in doing our own thing. Here's what I say. I think that in every marriage, there has to be that balance. Healthy marriages, there's a certain amount of independence. A person has their own gifts and strengths and abilities and things they enjoy doing, and their spouse may not always be connected. And then there are times when we really have things that we do together and enjoy together. God's intention is for us to leave and cleave, as it says in Genesis chapter 2, which means that we become one, not only physically, sexually, but also around our minds and our values and so on. And so I would encourage you, Deborah, for you and your husband to find at least one thing that you can both invest into that you really enjoy doing, that you both enjoy. And it may be a little give and take. It may be something neither of you are doing now. Do you think that's right. Possible for you to find one thing that you both can invest time, look forward to, plan together, and do together? That may not be your thing or his thing, but our thing.
Right. No, that's what I would like to find. Because it's like, for instance, on our 25-year anniversary, it was our first vacation together in 25 years.
First time? Wow.
First time we went to Cancun for a week, and that was, but it was one of those, it was like we're on the plane, and we're looking at each other, just sort of laughing, like, you know, this is the first,
yeah.
We go see family, you know.
Did you guys raise a family? Did you have kids?
I had a 12-year-old daughter when I got married, and that was the only child, you know, that we had.
Yeah.
And he's been dad to her, and then we got grandkids and stuff, yeah. But. It's just always been me and him, but it's just one of those,
Where it's me and him kind of just living together, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we talk about, there's different kinds of mating. We talk about soul mating, you know, which is kind of a picture of our really connected at that soul level, but
Some marriages are just roommates, and it sounds like you're a little more with that. What the marriages that I'm really concerned about are the prison mates, you know, where they're just, we're stuck, and it's like we're in a prison cell together, and boy, that's a dangerous place to be, isn't it? So for you, Deborah, I think the two of you just have to kind of, like you said, you laughed on the plane saying, hey, we've never done anything like this. Find something. Do something. Doesn't make any difference what it is. Go for a walk. You know, Donna and I go for a walk every morning. That's one thing that we do every day to make sure that we're connected at that point. So find one thing and do it every day. Okay? All right. So you got to declutter some other stuff. Sounds like the TV maybe. Maybe the camper. I don't know. But one thing. What do you all think? What have you found that works? Talking marriage today. We're going to leave the lines open, by the way, at 888-888-1717.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
This mom says, this is what I hear from my 15-year-old son. Mom, you're being annoying.
Parenting is never easy.
My answer is be more annoying.
Intentional Living's Dr. Randy Carlson.
You're acknowledging the powerful behavior of your son, but you're not buying into it. And there's a consequence for it.
Teaching like that will make a difference around the house. And today, that teaching can be in the house.
Thank you so much, Dr. Randy, for the information that you give us from God's perspective.
Incredible savings are yours right now at theintentionallife.com. DVDs, books, small group studies, and even the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. It's all on sale now. This is your opportunity to find Christmas gifts that will help you and your family. The Intentional Word Chronological Bible is just $14.99. And for only $7.99, get Dr. Randy Carlson's two-session Parents Night Out DVD.
I appreciate everything you guys do. It's truly helping me.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, there's resources there to help you a lot. Also, Albuquerque, all of New Mexico. Dr. Kevin Lehman and I are coming your way. Yes, we're still coming. November 10th, we'll be in Albuquerque for an intentional marriage conference. Sold out. You haven't heard me mention it because we sold out about like 2 weeks ago. And looking forward to a great time. I was talking to Kevin this week. And I said, hey, gear up. We're talking marriage. I'll tell you what, we're going to give you a little bonus, though. We're going to slip in some things to help you with your kids and grandkids. Okay? So we're coming. We're ready. It's going to be fun. November 10th, Albuquerque, sold out, talking marriage. And a little bit of parenting, too. Today, we're talking marriage, and we're going to leave the phone lines open, but hurry if you want to get in, because we're going to record some of these calls after the program ends for a future program. You can call quickly now at 888-888-1717. Salome is on the line in Texas. Welcome to the program. What's your question, Salome?
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi there.
My question is... My husband and I have been married about 3 years, mm-hmm. and I live with my mother-in-law, so it's us three. Our communication has completely obliterated. Anything that we say to
Who's we?
Me and my mother-in-law.
So his mother and you?
Yes.
So the two most powerful women in his life are right there with him, huh?
Right.
Okay.
And he has completely... I really don't know what's going on with him, but our communication has completely gone.
Was it better before you got married?
Yes.
Well, why do you think? What's your take? You're right there. Why isn't he not communicating?
I can speculate that he's a cross addict. He has left the drugs since then. However, he's not sleeping, he's not eating, so it could be any number of things. But right now, I mean...
So, a substance?
I want to say it's a substance, but I can't pinpoint.
Uh-huh. So you think might be escaping from stress or communicating by using a substance?
Right.
Uh-huh. And so what do you guys do when he doesn't communicate?
Well, we try to for certain things, like for him to eat, we try to, you know, keep telling him.
So he's not eating, he's not taking care of himself.
Right.
All right. So this is more than just a communication issue, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think, because I was thinking, well, I could see stress. You got mom, you got your wife and your mom in your marriage, in a sense. That's stressful. I could see where communication, but this sounds like maybe there's something else going on here, Salome, that I'm hearing that's more direct about him and his health and his choices and his decisions. And to that, I really would encourage you and encourage him. I mean, there may need to be some intervention where he can get some help and get some counseling and get him to see your doctor. I would get him to his doctor and have an evaluation and see what's happening, because it sounds like a bigger issue than just communication. That's a symptom. See, that may be a symptom of a much, much bigger issue going on in his life. All right, Salome, thank you. We'll be praying for you. God bless you. You know, can we add her to the prayer ministry? Would you do that, Sally? Salome and her husband and mother-in-law and her husband relationship. You know, today we got a ton of calls and we're going to leave the lines open. They're busy now. We'll get to these and we'll record these for later. So just hang on the line. But a lot of issues around communication, not being on the same page. Marriage isn't easy. It isn't easy. And anybody tells you it is, it's kidding you. And it's a commitment is key. Agreement is key. Love is key. And all the principles and all the commands of love in 1 Corinthians 13 are essential. And so is communication. There's a book that dates back many, many years into the 60s, I think, called Communication is the Key to Marriage. I think Norm Wright wrote that book. And it was a book that really set out the fact that if we can at least talk and we can communicate, doesn't mean we're always going to agree, maybe agree to disagree, but to communicate. There's resources available. There's books that are available. We have resources in our own center here that can be helpful for you. But at the end of the day, you got to declutter your life. You got to get rid of the stuff in your life that's not making sense, keeping you, dragging you down. Members, I'd love your feedback as you listen to that teaching this month. What'd you learn? How'd you apply it? What difference has it made in your life? If you're not a member, you can join today and we'll get it to you. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. If you want to join me here, we're going to leave the phone lines open, 888-888-1717. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Thank you, Stephen. And Sally, thank you. Got a lot of help making this program possible every day. See you next time.